Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and welcome to Steak and Egg, episode 66. I'm Emmy. I'm with Asmin. Tectone is gone, and we have Esben here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, welcome back, Esben. Esben hasn't been here for a year and 3 months.
Been a bit, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of our first guests.
Yeah.
So first you guest
moved
ever.
You moved away. You moved to Los Santos for, what are you based? Mm-hmm. I don't know, like 4 or 6 months, something like that, right?
Something like that.
No longer than that.
That was about six. Yeah,
months. You went over there, and so you've been doing a lot of RP. What was it like streaming 15 fucking hours a day as Cornwood?
I mean, I'll be honest. When RP was good, I loved it.
Yeah,
constant content. It was fun. I had people to talk to, interacting with people constantly, getting to play character, and like you have a lot of freedom to do things and like, okay, this will be entertaining. So it's all improv, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you take that and you can mix. You can like plan some things out too, right? But there's like a lot of improv that's involved in it, and it makes it really, really fun, and you can build out a lot of storylines. Like, obviously, you're not always in control of everything, which can be good and bad. Like, it's 100% good in some ways, because if you know exactly what's going to happen all the time, then the story will get more stale.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Is that why you stopped? Because it was like ran out of stuff to do and people weren't playing as much?
I slowed down for like a number of reasons. One, it had just been like too long and there was too many other things I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Another is there was a lot of little things that added up over time.
Yeah.
That it was like, I kind of felt like I just kind of kept getting like cucked out of like, I wanted to do this. Okay. Can't do that. Want to do this. Can't do that. Want to do this. Can't do that. So it's like, it was like a checklist, and it was like, I was going through like a flow chart, and then I just, whenever I got close to the end, I was kind of like, yeah, I'm just going to slow it down.
It's like, what am I doing? Streaming this shit every day.
Yeah, it's like, why am I here? Else? Like, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I kept saying, like, we didn't see you for like 6 months.
Well, like, you know,
living next door.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be doing my thing, and streams were killer. I mean,
you were popping off. You were in the top 10. You were like 9 or 8 or something like that on all streaming platforms for the beginning of the year.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I never would have thought, like, top 10 on all platforms is wild.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I mean, it was a good time. It was super fun. A lot of people really loved it. But I think there was like a degree of like disappointment that kind of set in for a lot of people too, when it's like people look forward to like a certain story of like Cornwood opening the sheriff's office, Corn becoming the sheriff and all this stuff. And then especially when I'd played everything out a certain way to where it like, okay, like this should be the next reasonable thing that happens. You know, people invest into a show and then like the season finale sucks.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well then I kind of fall out of it for the next season. And that's kind of a little bit of how I felt. To be honest, right now, RP is actually really, really good and fun. But this is like, I guess we're talking about almost like 2 months ago. I still like dip in every now and then to just like log in, like run around, like do stuff, mess with people and talk to people. But to kind of keep involved in the story in case I do want to go play again.
Right.
But I'll probably never, I wouldn't expect there to be another stint like there was until GTA 6.
Yeah.
Which is what, 2-3 years maybe?
It's probably like 2 years away, something like that. I mean, I think that definitely has the chance. Like, because I feel like Twitch right now, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but like Twitch, there's like no big game.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing like
a meta game. Yeah.
Because like there was the games, like for example, like, I mean, a little bit there was Elden Ring, right? And especially the DLC, that was popping off. People love that. But then like Among Us, Fortnite, Warzone, right? These like big games, though, like especially they give streamers the opportunity to like play with each other.
Those are the good metas. I was just about to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, those are the metas that grow the website because they grow new people that grow new audiences, right? Mm-hmm. And like now it's just the same played out bullshit over. I mean, am I wrong? I mean,
no,
you were playing League the other day. I mean,
with
there it is.
Pulled up by myself.
But I mean, how long is that big League? Oh my God.
I've been playing a bunch of games. Yeah.
WoW players. I mean,
WoW League. Like,
I mean, I don't have a problem with it necessarily.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's ideal. I just don't have, but I don't have like a particular problem with it. Cause I think something can, look, it's same old, sure. But if it's good, it's good. If it's not good, that's when it actually becomes a problem, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, I don't know what the current state of League is right now. Yeah, I think it's just kind of like there from what I've heard. 2XKO is coming out on Thursday, the alpha.
So, oh shit. Okay, yeah. Wow, that's exciting.
So 2XKO alpha, so speaking of Riot, right? So for people who don't know, 2XKO is Riot's fighting game. It's a like 2v2 fighter that has a terrible name.
Yeah, awful like, name.
Yeah, 2x knockout, I guess. 2XKO is what they call it.
Like, it's because there's two like, players.
Yeah, but like, why not 2KO if they wanted to do that?
2KO?
2KO sounds so much better.
Because then it'll be like 2K.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That, I do think they should change the name.
Yeah.
I don't know what they should change it to.
Literally anything. Like, Valorant has nothing to do with, like, the kind of game it is.
Well, so okay, let's talk about this. If, like, well, like all the Riot games, Legends of Runeterra, League of Legends, Valorant, they're all very, like, regal, kind of like...
Team Fight Tactics just sounds like a fucking mobile game.
Oh, true. Team Fight Tactics is an example. Well, I mean, I said it.
It's supposed to call it, like, the Asian name is, like, Quest for the Golden Spatula or something.
Yeah. Was it Golden Pig or something? Yeah, I don't remember.
No, it's Golden Spatula, but I don't remember what the first
is really?
Part is. Yeah.
That's funny. So, but I mean, what I was going to say is, like some kind of, like, more, like, regal sounding name like that, I think is fine. But I don't know. Some people were like, oh, they should call it Lethal Tempo. And I'm like, well, Lethal Tempo is kind of cool.
Oh, Lethal Tempo would be good.
I think Lethal Tempo would be good. But it's funny. They just got rid of Lethal Tempo in League, didn't they? Right? That's what I heard. I think they got rid of it in Precision. I don't know. Hard to balance.
Yeah, I thought one was missing, yeah.
But
yeah, they got Press the Attack, Fleet Footwork, Conqueror.
Well, they have it too. Yeah. It's 2XKO because there's two players. I actually think this is going to do a whole lot. I forgot who said this, but I actually really believe it, is that I think that 2XKO has the potential to grow fighting games in a way that we've never seen before.
Oh, I said this.
About people that suck?
No. Oh, about what you just said.
Oh, well, I think it has the potential to grow fighting games in the way that... The reason why is because here's why fighting games and RTS games don't grow, I think, is because the main meta is 1v1. That's a huge problem. Because you can't blame somebody else for being garbage.
Exactly.
Right? And so with 2XKO, you can say, bro, like I would have won, but the other guy sucks. Let's be honest, guys. Guy was trash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you need to do. So yeah, I actually think that because of that, because you can displace accountability and people can blame something other than themselves for why they're losing, I think this game has untapped esports potential.
Yeah, I think FGC in general, best esport, in my opinion.
They have the best community, for sure.
Best community. Also, it's the barrier of entry to as a spectator. By far the easiest.
He punched that dude in the head.
His health bar goes down. All right, great. You know? And that's good. Like, you can watch that and it's fun, right? You have other stuff like RTS or FPS games. Like, there's just so much on the screen. A lot's going on. It's a lot harder to break it down for somebody who's like completely inept.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas fighting games, I think, are pretty, I think it's pretty easy to, you know, you might not know the nuance. It has that complexity.
Yeah.
And like when you're talking about frame data, the startup frames, active frames, like all this different stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It has that if you want it, but just if you just want to watch, then you don't have to know all that. And it's, I think that's
really good.
Most people
don't care to learn those things and they don't really have to.
Right. And they don't have to.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And there's also only one player, right? So like it's easy for somebody to be a professional player, right? Because if you win a tournament and it's like League of Legends, there's like five fucking people, right?
Yep.
But like if it's a fighting game, it's one dude that's winning the tournament. Or even with 2XKO, it's two guys, right?
Yeah.
It's way, way less.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, my name's Emeru, a battle-hardened veteran with over 150 confirmed kills in-game. Here to tell you about our sponsor, War Thunder. War Thunder is the most comprehensive vehicle combat game ever made. Available for free on PC and consoles right now. Oh, this is, it's just a prop, it's not even loaded. He'll be fine. Take command of over 2,500 tanks, planes, helicopters, and ships from 10 major nations. combat is immersive and intense, featuring realistic graphics and sound design. That means that vehicles aren't just simple hitboxes with HP, they each are intricately modeled down to their individual components. You can target engines, fuel tanks, weapon systems, and crew. And on top of that, War Thunder features super deep customization. You can soup up your ride with tons of camouflages, historical markings, and decorations, including those created by the community of over 70 million players. Download War Thunder on PC, Xbox, or PlayStation for free, and sign up using our link in the description or the pinned comment below. There's a massive bonus pack for new and returning players who haven't played for 6 months. It includes all sorts of in-game goods like premium vehicles, the Eagle of Valor Decorator, 100,000 Silver Lions, and 7 days of premium account for a limited time only. Now back to the podcast.
Well, so here's the thing with 2XKO that I think is going to be really interesting is, first off, it's Riot, which is, I mean, a huge, huge, huge audience in general is going to get exposed to fighting games that maybe hasn't been particularly interested in them before. But on top of that, the format of what 2XKO is versus like a Street Fighter 6 or a Tekken or a lot of these other fighting games that you said are 1v1, now that something is 2v2, well, now I enter the bracket with a partner, with a duo.
Right.
So now you have 2v2 brackets. So these teammates now, these duos, go up through the bracket together. And who knows? You know, maybe they split up for the next year's Evo, the next tournament or whatever. I think that is storylines. Like, storylines are what drives interest in anything. Sports.
Yeah, e-sports. It humanizes the players. Yes. It's like people keep up with the players, not the sport itself, right? I think that a really good example of that is MMA.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, everybody knows, like, the characters that just say and do stupid shit.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what keeps it relevant.
I've always felt like that's one of the reasons that esports died so hard is, like, remember, like, when LCS and Pro CSGO started?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there were, like, so many well-known CSGO pros and League pros. And, like, I think there were, like, Dota maybe had a few. But, like, those people had, like storylines and they were, like, characters and, like, they had their team dynamics. And now there's, like, I don't even know if I can name, like, 10 current esports players.
Right. And a lot of it comes down to...
Well, the brands don't want to be associated with things that are toxic. So, like, back in the old days with, like, StarCraft 2, there were, like, these notable people. Like, Hydra was a big one. This guy, they had him go on stage. Like, he would rage quit games on stage, call people garbage. It's like, shake the hand after you win. He walks off, won't shake his hand. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's entertaining. And it's like, the thing is, as a brand, you're not really going to want that because it might make your game look bad or it's for tryhards. But the truth is that that's what people... Like, who the fuck do you think's watching this stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck do you think's watching CLG back in the day?
Yeah, like, it's exactly, like, it's all that kind of stuff. I'll talk about you again.
Angry Box.
Throwing a chair.
Throwing a crab.
That's right.
Who threw a chair?
Hungry Box threw a chair recently, and he threw a crab before.
I know someone threw a crab at him.
And he threw it back, right?
Probably.
Wait, when was this? That's funny.
It was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
You don't
ago?
Know about Hungry Box and the crab?
No.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Wait, Jay, can you pull up the Hungry Box crab video? Oh, someone in the audience threw a dead crab at him.
No shot.
Yep.
Oh, that pissed me the hell off.
Who threw this?
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
But that's like a sick moment. I had no idea that even happened.
We're talking about it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, there you go. And so, like,
it's a great video. He's on stage. I think he just won a match and someone throws a crab at him. He's like, who threw this?
That's wild.
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Pound 2019. Look at that.
He's playing the puff.
Do they see who threw it?
I don't think they ever found out. I don't know. Just wait. There.
Oh shit!
Oh fuck!
Oh,
uh-oh!
Who threw it?
Oh, look at him! He's like, I'm gonna beat that ass.
Bro, he's mad.
Yeah.
That's like, this is the kind of stuff that people like watching.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's like pro wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's funny. It's like, you know, low tier god.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what people want to watch. And it's like, if you don't let people have personalities and be interesting, there's just really no reason. Like, watching a video game like that is so fucking boring if there's no grit to it.
Yeah, it's juice. Just
look at it. It pans down and it shows it's literally a dead fucking crab.
That's wild.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's why esports used to be fun, is because, like, you'd see one team playing against another team, and, like, they lose a team, and you'd be like, oh, God, so-and-so is going to be pissed after this.
Yeah.
But now
somebody's
going to
rage out.
Like,
somebody's going to tell.
Yeah, you, like, wait till Twitter, right?
Yeah.
But now just, it's like people talking shit.
I just remember it. I think this was like 20. It was early. I say early. Earlier Twitch Rivals. It might have been 2020, 2019. And it was Tyler One was doing something with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I think it was a bunch of League Pros. And he won. And he literally added everybody who was in Twitch Rivals. And he was just like, he shit talked every single one of them on Twitter. It was so funny. But it was like, just like gloating, right? But the thing is, like you said, it's funny. That gives it character. It gives it some personality. There's storylines, like you were saying, Emmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think one of the big things is when you take that away, then you're taking away viewers. And when you take away viewers, then what's the point of
the sponsor's fault?
It is. Well, it's the brand's
fault. Well, I think some brands are getting better,
It's the brand's fault. Yeah. It's the game publisher's fault and like the developer's fault for thinking that people actually care about the game.
Yeah, well, there's something in League where Bjergsen wanted to play in like some kind of show match, like a Mr. Beast thing, and they blocked him from it. Like LCS was like, you can't do that.
What? Why?
I don't know.
They don't want him to get hurt. It was an injury thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Never mind. Esports World Cup. Never mind. Yeah. Never mind.
That's wild. Like, it's almost like what's the word I'm thinking of? It's almost like an exclusive rights deal or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Oh,
and that's the problem,
but
right?
I think that's weird. Like you should want your guy to go do other tournaments and then, this guy's an LCS player. Oh, shit, what's LCS?
Yeah. Well, they just don't think about it like that. The brands think about playing. They think about all esports for the tournaments and all that stuff. All of that is a vehicle to advertise the game. That's really all it is to them. They don't care about the players. They don't care about the
sport. Yeah, esports don't have fun. Like the last fun esports collab I remember was like Faker and Tyler One. Mm. Oh, fun collab today, Aiden Ross and Donald Trump.
Ooh, yep. So neither of y'all got a chance to see it, right?
I only saw like maybe 5 minutes of it.
I only got to see a few minutes. I was going to watch it later.
So this is what happened. The stream is the starting soon screen. And like you have to keep in mind that Aiden Ross said he was going to have Kim Jong-un, who's the prime dictator of North Korea.
Yeah,
he was going to have Kim Jong-un on, but it was an impersonator, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Aiden has Trump on stream. I was like, bro, the impersonator shit's so cringe.
But like,
I think I opened your stream and I saw that. I was like, wait, that's actually him.
That's the real one.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit.
That's right. So the starting soon screen happens. It goes live. Aiden's sitting there. He's at Mar-a-Lago. He plays Many Men from 50 Cent, which is not like 50 Cent song about people coming to shoot him and him not being dead. Trump walks in to Many Men from 50 Cent. And he's got an audience of people. And he starts asking like, Aiden, I'm going to be honest. I think he did a great job. I really did. I was so impressed with him. Because like I was expecting it. Listen, I like Aiden, but let's be honest. If you watch this, man, you know this is true. You're a fuck up, man. Like you are. You fuck up a lot. And so like I was expecting you to fuck this up. And you didn't. This is one of those things. It was like, you know, Doctor Strange in like Infinity War. There's like 15 million universes where we lose, but one where we win.
Yeah.
This was that situation. Where like it could have gone so bad in so many different ways, but it didn't. And so
I'm sure it was very structured and planned though. We're like, I wonder how long this was like in the works or if it like happened pretty quickly.
Probably a couple weeks, maybe. That's what I probably bet. Well, maybe a month ago. I would say something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
And so he's asking Trump all these questions, and like Trump is just like absolutely shit talking people. Like it's crazy. He's just like, he's like, yeah. Dude. Oh, Joe. I mean, we all know how stupid Joe
dude,
is.
Dude, I was watching.
And,
yeah.
And then he looks back in the crowd. He's like, don't we? Tell me, folks. And I'm like, yeah.
Dude.
And he's like, here's the worst thing. Kamala, she's even dumber than that.
Yeah.
And he's just going on and on about it. And he's just going down to different people. And it was just nuts how bad it was. And then, and it was funny too. Like that's the thing is like Trump's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you were to create the most entertaining person possible, you would make Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know,
as a presidential candidate. Yeah.
50 years of being a reality TV show. And like, he's famous for being an asshole, basically, right? Being a rich asshole. And now he's been on television for 50 years. You got to remember, when he, after he got shot, you know what he did? He fixed his hair. He fixed his fucking hair. So this
finds the cameras, boom, boom, boom. Okay, this is the right angle.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got it. We got it, boys. And that's it, right? And so this dude is a fucking professional. And now he's on, he's 78 fucking years old. He's doing this shit. He's still doing it. So Aiden Ross gifts Donald Trump a Rolex, right? Okay. Gives him a Rolex, of course. Donald Trump is Aiden Ross at the end of the stream, right? They're talking, they're going through everything. Aiden Ross, he's like, all right, we gotta walk out there. We got one more present for you. Oh. They're walking out there. Guess who is there too? XQC is there. XQC is wearing pajamas and a big white t-shirt with Donald Trump's face on it, with Donald Trump with a fucking grill.
That's
and Donald Trump looks at it and smiles and shakes his fucking hand. He says, damn, all right. They walk out, the three of them together. They look at the fucking Cybertruck that Aiden Ross got for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, by the way, can't drive it. He can't drive it. A former or a current president cannot drive. It's complicated. But like that's basically, crazy. Yeah, they're not allowed to drive.
I didn't know that either.
No, it's crazy.
Wait, why?
For liability reasons. It's the same reason why like very rich people also don't drive. And that's one reason. There's like two or three others as well. And so anyway, so that happens. And so it's wrapped with like Trump with like his fist up, right? And it says on the hood, make America great again. And then Aiden Ross is like, you want to get in the car? And Trump's like, yeah, sure. They get in the car. They start listening to music. And he puts on some fucking like California song. And he says, yeah, this is the good thing that's going to happen to California. After Gavin, instead of Newsom, he calls him New Scum, gets fucking removed. And then Aiden Ross is like, all right, let's get outside in front of the car and start dancing to end the stream. They put on YMCA from the Village People.
Yeah.
Trump and Aiden Ross dancing in front of the fucking rap Cybertruck, Make America Great Again. Then the stream ends.
That's so freaking funny.
Fucking cinema.
That's
absolutely
so freaking
amazing.
Funny.
It's like if this would have been like a schizo rant from like 2 or 3 years ago on like a Reddit forum or even on 4chan. And today it's real life.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's fucking insane.
It's like the movie Idiocracy. It's like so much of that over the last few years. Like it actually feels like.
I think we might as well just it's just elect Terry Crews next time, dude. Right? Yeah, we'll just
great.
Yeah, let's cut to the chase.
This is just politics now, I guess.
Well, I mean, is it good or bad? I don't know.
It's bad. It's definitely bad. Well, here's the thing, right? Is like I think this happened. It started happening in like 2008. And like I think that also like politicians marketing towards personability rather than positions.
Yeah.
I think this has been going on. You could look at a turning point with like the Nixon Kennedy debate, right? From like way back in the 60s, which like, you know, just for some context.
Yeah. So go ahead. Sorry.
Do you actually know anything about this?
A little bit.
What do you know?
So I looked into the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. Fake.
Well, here's what happened.
Here's what really happened.
After the Trump shooting, I started going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So I just started just watching.
Is the earth flat yet or not yet?
Oh, it's been.
Yeah, it's been flat. Okay.
No, I started just like reading all a bunch of different stuff. And like, I remember that was one of the big things was whenever Kennedy became president.
Yeah.
He was the first president that was like, he was seen as like a celebrity almost.
Yeah,
right?
He was.
And it was because he's handsome, he's personable. Like he was like the all American, like he was like Clark Kent. He was Superman.
Right.
As president. And that was like, so it's interesting because I just kind of like started learning about all this stuff, but it's interesting that you mentioned it. But
so
continue.
There was a debate that he had with Richard Nixon where the television version of the debate, everybody agreed that Kennedy won, and the radio version, everybody agreed that Nixon won.
Mm.
And so that's, I think, the turning point where it's like, obviously personability, demeanor, the way you look, because Richard Nixon looked like a fucking, like a boiled pig.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's just the way it is. I mean, it's just how it is. And so I think ever since then, personability has played more and more and more, right? Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, George W. Bush, right? Absolutely. And so then you had Obama, and then that was like the second shift of it, where like now you've got a lot of the people farming, like just like low personability, no issues. It's like, for example, why is inflation as high as it is? That's crazy, right? Because who the fuck knows? But here's the thing. Like, where is Ukraine? Nobody knows where Ukraine is. Where is Israel? Nobody knows where Israel is.
Not America.
But it's not in fucking America. But we know what is in America. Girls playing against transgender girls. And everybody can have a fucking opinion about that. And so what you do is you lower the barrier to entry of politics as much as possible. And big surprise, that's where you hit the widest. That's where you cast the widest net.
Yeah.
Very and true. So I think that's the reason why you don't really have like as much statesmanship and you have more showmanship with like Donald Trump, for example. So yeah, that's why I think it's happened. That's my opinion, at least.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to keep getting worse, by the way.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I love watching it. I get grab me a bucket of popcorn. And
as soon as you disassociate from the consequences of
it,
then at that point you can finally be happy.
Yeah, like I just like watching the show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's it's entertaining, but
they say the craziest things.
Yeah. They really do.
Dude, this isn't even the first time he said it, when Trump's like, I've done more for the black community than any president since Abraham Lincoln. I'm like,
dude, he has such good one-liners. Like, it's just like, what the fuck
are you saying? He's like, you know, Mount Rushmore, it's got a great four presidents. And, you know, there are some people out there that say I should be on Mount Rushmore too. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that there's some people that say that.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah, I hear that. There's a lot of people, you know, if you really look at it, I am the best president.
Dude.
You know, I am the of all time, and I know, you know, there's other good ones, but really, whenever you look at the facts, it is in fact me.
Yeah, completely absurd.
I know, he's great. And I think he is, again, he's so entertaining. And I think he's going to win. I do. I think that regardless of whether, like, there's a lot of people I know that don't want Trump to win, right? And it's I don't want it to make it to be like a, you know, an opinion thing. But, like, I think he will win. I do really think so. And
I'm not saying he'll win, but I know a lot of people that say he's going to win.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing is, like, you look at all the betting websites, people are betting on Trump.
Yeah,
they're betting on Trump. And so if we get Trump presidency for 4 more years, I'm not going to have to do anything because all I need to do is just watch him. Yeah. I can just react to Trump.
There you go. Hey, endless content.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, set.
Yeah, yeah, it's it. It's just a literal free farm. It'll be 7 in the morning, he'll be going ape shit. 3 in the morning, he'll be going ape shit.
He's just so memeable.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, politics aside and straight, like, entertainment, it's just...
He is the most entertaining president we've had so far.
Yeah. During our lifetime, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, probably ever. I mean, realistically.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, Andrew Jackson apparently did some crazy shit.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
what did he do? That was so crazy.
When he won, they had a party that was so bad. They've had huge vats of alcohol outside the White House. And his inauguration party was so bad and so rowdy that he had to secretly escape.
That's funny.
And why? They're just too drunk?
Yeah. It got too crazy.
That's funny.
So yeah, I mean, like, really, there's a lot of things. That's the guy in a $20 bill. And
go.
So there's tons of shit like that that's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. But I mean, recently, I mean, definitely has been Trump, like 100%. Like, a lot of people say it's too entertaining. That's why they didn't. They're like, no, please stop. Please stop being so entertaining. We can't handle any more jokes.
Yeah.
Oh no.
What jokes?
Yeah.
What's the jokes?
Yeah, you thought I was joking, huh? Oh, right. Yeah, there we go. And I think that I think it's going to keep getting worse. Like, for example, I think that we'll have a YouTuber president. Like, I you know, there's like the new drama with Mr. Beast and everything.
Oh, yeah, before we were saying Mr. Well, what's going on with him? Because I know there's the thing with his friend.
Yeah, yeah.
But weren't people also shitting on him now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you watch the 1-hour video?
No.
Big mistake. You should have watched it. Oh, yeah. So basically, a former employee made a video. It's like actually 40 minutes. It was only 40 minute video talking about like all the bad things Mr. Beast had done. And this is part one, by the way. And so it's like running illegal lotteries, trying to get kids into gambling, stuff like that, right? So basically just your average Twitch stream. But yeah, anyway, so this happens. And, you know, obviously like everybody hates Mr. Beast right now. So Mr. Beast makes a video. He puts out a new video. And it's like people, have you seen this? Did you see any of the stuff?
With all the dislikes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mr. Beast is claiming that the dislikes are all fake. He's saying they're fake. They're not even real. So like the video originally had like, it had like 3 million likes and 1.2 or 1.3 million, I think, dislikes, right? Because there's an extension. YouTube tracks dislikes, but it doesn't show the tracking. So right. You have an extension that is effectively an extrapolation tool that tells you about how many dislikes a video has.
So do we know for sure how that works? Because I remember hearing that how that worked is it takes the dislikes from everybody who has the extension and it like aggregates it through that. But like if you're looking at, it's almost like you look at Yelp reviews and it's so like you're going to see probably a bad review more likely than...
This is probably what it does, is that it takes the amount of people that have watched the video with the extension, and then it takes the amount of people that have disliked, and then it runs that against an algorithm that compares the total amount of views to the total amount of likes, and then it fits that in statistically.
That's probably,
if I was going to write it, that's what I would do.
That'd be one way to do it. I mean, but it's still like, if you know how YouTube works, it's unlikely that it would be like very accurate.
Well, here's the question, right? Mm-hmm. Is that how inaccurate is it? Because Mr. Beast said that it's 99% inaccurate,
What do you mean by inaccurate too?
So,
because if it's like, if you're saying accurate and so inaccurate is said, a binary thing.
So the video was, the amount of dislikes that was shown by the extension or the add-on was like 1.3 or 1.8 million.
It was
1.8. I know it was 1.8.
You can see your dislikes in your personal dashboard.
And he showed the picture.
Oh.
And his picture showed 39,000 dislikes, not 1.8 million. So that would mean that there is a discrepancy and a margin of error, do the math, of over 99%. So then I tested it with my videos, which unfortunately, obviously, Mr. Beast is much more popular than I am. And so, yeah, it's the way it is. And so I don't have as large of a sample size. And I assume that in any sort of extrapolation, the farther that you get away from, the larger the numbers are, the more inaccurate they usually tend to become, right?
You would think so.
Well, it's like you think about it, right? If you are charting a course across the different continents, if you are 1 degree off, if you're going, you know, like 2 miles, right? It's like, but if you're on the other side of the fucking, like you're going from America to Europe.
Yeah, like 1 degree to the left, you know, distance.
Yeah. Like it's, you're a couple degrees off, but like on the other side of the world, now you're in a completely different country,
right?
So that could happen. But anyway, so I tested it against all of my videos. And the videos that I had an error margin of about 25 to 45%, right? So even
45 is pretty big.
That's very big. Yeah. But you know what's a lot bigger than that?
99%.
But 99. There's no way. 39,000. I think what happened, I don't think Mr. Beast, I'm usually like, I usually don't expect people to be reckless. So I kind of have a blind spot for this, but I could be wrong. But I don't think that Mr. Beast lied. I think that YouTube just simply did not update it yet.
To be fair, YouTube takes a while to update numbers like
and
that.
And that's probably, and Mr. Beast probably posted that.
Well, I thought that your personal analytics were more accurate than what's reflected
on the site. But it takes time for those personal analytics to fully be calculated, especially in large number circumstances. Yeah. Do you remember back on YouTube when you would watch a video and it would be stuck at 301 views?
Yeah. There it is.
So I
just
trying
to make sure your views weren't botted and all that.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably some sort of like check tool.
Right.
And to make sure that like larger creators aren't being mass downvoted.
Right.
But that means that the downvotes might have been bots that weren't like,
I don't think that's what happened. I think that there's a chance that, because like, and I don't necessarily think that's true because there's a lot of other channels that have been mass downvoted as well. And so, and before the downvotes were removed, that user behavior was the same.
Mm. I will say this. the type of person to download an extension that shows you dislikes is somebody who cares to dislike things.
Well, yeah, they're probably disliking the videos.
Yeah, so that dislike number will always be higher on that. Let's say it works exactly like how you said. It uses, there's some kind of formula in there that scales the amount of dislikes and all that. Well, you're going to have a proportionally higher amount of dislikes per view.
99% so there's higher.
Yeah, well, I mean, the number of positive to negative feedback, usually statistically, it's referred to as about a 1-to-9 ratio. Mm-hmm. That per experience, you're 9 times more likely to receive negative feedback than positive feedback. Yeah, that's at least that's what people in marketing believe.
Yeah, it's like just the baseline.
And so, yeah, that's a general idea. And I think that's probably
true. What videos were before.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of videos were like, if you had like 90%+, those like,
and that's
good.
What I thought, right? And so, but like the error delta for what at least I've seen, and I looked at like 7 or 8 different videos, was 25-45% both ways. So like it was wrong in like it's saying there's too many, and it was also wrong in saying there's too less.
That's interesting.
So I think that it's just wrong, right?
Yeah.
But like when I've had videos that have had almost 39,000 dislikes, then like what are the odds that Mr. Beast isn't going to have that, right? So I actually think that Mr. Beast is, it's basically like a version of like malicious compliance where it's like, I'm telling you the truth, but I know the truth is a lie. I'm giving you my version of the data, but I know the data is incomplete or inaccurate.
Maybe, yeah.
But he was deleting comments like fucking crazy on the video and everything.
It was probably his PR team.
I'd be doing the same fucking thing.
Right. Yeah, Billy's just being annoying and toxic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't follow along too much with that. I remember I watched a little bit of it on... Yeah. Actually, I was watching you react to it for a little bit, like 10 minutes
Great
or something.
Great idea.
Well, I'm sitting there watching it, and from the part that I saw, it was like 2 or 3 things that, man, I wish I could draw exactly what it was. But I did feel like there was a lot of like, hey, this is something that happened, and then he would frame it in a way that was like somebody could choose to believe the negative way of perceiving this.
Oh, the dog pet guy?
Whatever.
The video that was critical of Mr. Beast.
Was it the one where he was standing? The white on the white background.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I think that was actually another one. It was a guy Cam, but yeah.
Yeah, it was the guy who used to work for him.
That was him. Yeah,
so exactly. It was the guy who used to work for him, and it was like 2 things. And I was like, yeah, but like it just felt really selective. But then what happened was it was like over time it was like okay, like I don't know about that. I mean, but couldn't you just be like, I mean, you could be turning this into something it's not. But then it was the one that I was like, oh, that's actually kind of bad.
It was a signature thing.
Because with the signatures, I was like, oh, that's kind of shitty. Now, I understand a lot of people...
That was so dumb, dude.
Well, like a lot of people are paying for it.
Who the fuck does that?
Well, they're trying to streamline it, right? Well, so I understand trying to streamline things.
Fuck that,
but
man.
But it's weird because somebody's paying for something that they think that you're signing.
Yes.
So you should not do that.
No, it's 100% a scam.
It's a scam.
Yeah. You're buying something. Is it the thing that you're getting? No. Okay,
it's
then
a scam.
You're scammed.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
So fucking simple.
Yeah.
It says that you don't need to, it's not some crazy thing or anything like that. Yeah.
I understand the concept of streamlining things. Absolutely. Yeah. But like you said, if somebody's like expecting
you're not signing somebody else's fucking name. That's so weird, man.
Streamline everything else.
That's so weird. Yes.
And then, hey, if you want to streamline it to the max, have somebody else do stuff and you're just sitting there, Mr. Beast, Mr. Beast, Mr. Beast, Mr. Beast. That's it.
Yeah.
But like that's like the one thing that they're actually paying for.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And they're not getting it.
Yeah, no, so that was the one thing that was actually kind of like, ugh.
Do you guys think Mr. Beast can come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he can.
Yeah.
Well, it's like not even, dude, like there's like been like 10 people that were like pedophiles and like a lot of them are just like,
Well,
go back,
you know,
like
mistakes
happened.
Happen. Stupid freaking mistakes, dude.
Yeah, stupid fucking mistakes. There it is.
And I was like, for Mr. Beast, it's like some bad business practices. Some people around him are weird. Like,
yeah, yeah.
As I said this last time, he's gotta come back. If he wants to win people back over, he's gotta kill people on the next video. that's what he's got. He's got to do it. I mean, hey, if he does that, who isn't gonna love him? I mean, everybody's gonna watch that video. Let's be honest. Like, if he needs any ideas, I'll come up with plenty of ideas for him.
Dude, yeah, I'm on this.
Recreate the Mario levels but have it be actual lava and make people try to run through them.
Dude, what the fuck?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies, and welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped, and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested Tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
So what have you been doing this week, Emily?
What am I doing this week? I'm still setting up my fucking house, so playing League with Soda Vae. What's it like living there? It's nice.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
That's it?
S-Fan's not next door anymore.
That's bad.
Yeah. Are you thinking about moving too?
I my house isn't done yet. Like,
that's crazy.
I mean, like,
what's not done?
Like, I mean, I feel like my plan with this house was like 5 years.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, if we're in this house for 5 years, it's a overwhelming success.
Yeah.
That's boom. A plus. So we're at year 3, but I mean, I still have things that like, I kind of want to do in the house and I want to set up in the house still. I mean, obviously like my room and stuff is great, but like there's still, I don't know, like just stuff with like the console area and like being able to like have people over and like play games and stuff, or having stuff downstairs off stream, mostly like furniture stuff, like just having like a media center down there with like the different consoles and stuff for people to play whenever they come over, off stream, stuff like that. And just having like an area. I like the idea of having like an area that like people can come over and like just relax at the house. If like, no matter like what's going on, it's like people just feel welcome to, you know, just come hang out and chill out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean like I where y'all live, fuck that. Tell you, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But it is.
It's not that good.
It's not that good.
Yeah.
Because the problem is if we want to do, I mean, I've lived downtown. Living downtown was not great. Uh-huh. And like, I mean, we never really, I mean, you know, you remember whenever I first moved to Austin, I used to live downtown-ish. And, you know, we used to go out and do stuff and like we used to do some IRL streams and stuff
that. Yeah, sure.
But like really at the end of the day, the reason why everybody moved north was because it was cheaper.
Yeah, and that's the reason.
Well, it was cheaper and everybody realized, well, we don't really do anything in particular that's exclusive to downtown. It's more so like we're just doing stuff together. So it doesn't really matter where we are.
Yeah. Right. Just so everybody needs to be in the same place.
Yeah. Get a bigger living space, better stuff, cheaper, and just get closer together.
Right.
So that was the original plan. But now people kind of just, I mean, people get like stir crazy and they want to change your pace or whatever. Like I get that. That's totally fine. And also like you didn't have that. Cause when you moved down here, like you moved straight into where we lived.
Yeah.
So like you didn't have that experience. Actually, to be fair, even like Miz didn't have that because Miz moved straight north.
Well, you mean living downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, and like being able to do stuff. I mean, I lived in Austin before I knew y'all for a bit, so.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wasn't like going out and collabing with people.
I just meant like recently, but Miz hasn't lived downtown though. So I mean, I get like his whole thing about him also wanting to move and do all that. I don't know. I don't know if I would move. I'm not completely out on the idea of moving.
Yeah.
I would still keep the house.
Uh-huh.
And I would still have it. Now, if I were to move, it'd be more so like I'd have a room elsewhere with another setup and I could go do stuff and go do a stream there and just have like
then go home.
Yeah, go home or like have like a normal feasible setup and then I could, you know, go do my stream where I currently live, go to a stream there, just whatever I want to do. Now, that would actually be pretty nice.
Yeah.
If I had a place to sleep and stream from downtown, That'd be a...
It's like a house.
Yeah.
It's called. Yeah.
Like a home, maybe?
A home, that'd perhaps?
Be, yeah.
An office?
Imagine that.
An office? No, I don't know. I'd be down for that. Yeah.
I just like... So did you bring the rabbits with you?
Yeah, I got the rats in there.
Oh, wait, the rats?
We'll just call them rats. Call them?
Oh, I was about to say...
No, okay. I don't have rats. No. I have rabbits, hamster, and a cat.
Okay. Wait,
yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
We all live in one room.
Jeez.
So how many animals? Whoops.
Fuck.
How many animals total?
Five.
That's not so many. Wasn't it like 12 rabbits or some shit at one point? Mm-hmm. That's nuts. Holy.
Yeah, good times.
Oh, my God. What do you even do with 12? Like, is there anything that you can do? Like, is there anything special that you can do with 12 rabbits that you can't do with 5 rabbits?
Well, oh, yeah. It's like a 40-minute conversation when people come over.
Here's this one.
Well, yeah, now it's a 10-minute conversation.
Yeah, now it's yeah, exactly. There's only 3. Yeah, there you go.
No, I used to have rabbits when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And yeah, when... I mean, see, I mean, I, like... We had rabbits outside in like a little pen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they, I mean, you got 2 rabbits, you got 8 rabbits. You got 20 rabbits.
Right, yeah. It's like, that's just what happens.
That's just what happens.
Yeah.
So, we had rabbits for a while. We had to get rid of them because it was a lot.
I only had a guinea pig. I had a hamster,
you
a few
had a
hamsters.
Guinea pig?
Yeah,
I did. In your current house?
Yeah.
Where does it live?
Just like in my room.
Oh.
Yeah. I had it whenever I was a kid. And then I had a number of hamsters too.
Yeah.
And, how many hamsters?
A few cockroaches. Well,
how many?
Like 3, I think. I had like a, I had like a miniature hamster. It died in 6 days after we bought it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like rodents in general are hard.
Well, they have a very low life expectancy.
Yeah.
I think it's about like, I don't know. I mean, what the fuck do I know, right? I mean, I think I know why, but I don't really know why.
I mean, they're small.
I think they're just like...
their organs are tiny.
Yeah, they're really small. Their heart beats super fast. And also, there's like, you know, rabbits. There's like, rabbits have like 10 rabbits, 5 rabbits. And they do this all the time. So it's like they're respawning so fast that like it doesn't matter if some of them get killed because there's just more fucking rabbits. Well, you can't get rid of these fucking rabbits. Yeah, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
It's the same with guinea pigs or gerbils or anything like that.
Yeah, all of them.
Hamsters.
Wait, are rabbits rodents?
Yeah.
They are technically?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know that.
Big rodents?
Big rodents? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think that they're mammals, but I don't think mammal is exclusive to rodent because capybaras are also the largest rodents. Mm. Those are like the, you know those? Like the big, the big well,
you
stupid
know, you
things.
Wanna, you want to know how I know what a capybara is?
What's that?
It's from Claws and Chaos.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Because we're playing, I was doing Claws and Chaos, like we're sitting there, because we were supposed to go and review it and do stuff. And I'm like, I should probably know what a capybara is. I went and Googled it.
Because
I'd heard
big.
Of a capybara, but I didn't actually know what it was.
Yeah.
So I Googled it and I was like, it's like a chupacabra or something.
Close enough, right? I mean, like not as dangerous, but yeah.
It could be.
Something like that.
And Claws is pretty strong.
Yeah. So I guess like, was it weird just like streaming GTA RP and spending more time on there than in real life?
No.
Did you ever like think that you were Cornwood or anything? Or is it just like, it's just, okay, here we go. We're putting on a show.
Oh, I mean, I think I'm Cornwood now.
More, okay.
Yeah. Not
more
then.
More so than, yeah.
Yeah. But whenever I'm not doing RP now I'm like, okay, now it's the time. Mm-hmm. I'll pull up next to a cop and I'll be like, so.
Yeah.
it was never like any weird thing like that. It's just, this is the way that I am with pretty much everything I do. And if you've known me, I mean, you guys know me, but like, let's say somebody's like watching.
Yeah.
No matter what it is that I'm doing, I pick something out and I'm like, I'm going to grind this thing and this is my thing.
So like there's a term for it. It's called autistic fixation.
Yeah, maybe I have that.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I caught it from, but I pick a thing and I'm like, this is my thing and I need to finish this and I need to check all the boxes. And then once it's done or once I get to the point where I'm like, I can no longer progress anymore.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay. You know what? I mastered it. I did my best. One of the two.
I beat the game.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I finished. Time next game. Right. And that's kind of how I felt with Corn for a long time because the big thing was getting the sheriff's office open. Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, like I still kind of like, you know, I log in every now and then, and I still talk to like I still talk to all the guys, you know, fairly regularly, and I'm like in command chats and stuff, and I help like give my input on stuff because I had gotten to the point where it's like, okay, well, I can't just like, okay, cool, you know, I'm high command now in the sheriff's office, time to leave. Like I didn't have Corn become sheriff.
Right.
Like I still like to help out, and I enjoy doing that because I just, that's my personality. I'm a guild leader. I'm a raid leader. Like
you're a really good micromanager.
Yeah.
I've seen you try to run like 7 raids at the same time.
Yeah.
Try and do loot for fucking 5 different raids. Man, fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, that's just
That's
just how, that's just how my brain works. It's like, I always just, that's how I like to operate. So right now it's like,
there's a study that was done where they gave a monkey a rat and the monkey had to take care of the rat.
Uh-huh.
And then they gave the monkey increasingly more rats that they had to take care of. Uh-huh. And eventually the monkey had so many fucking rats that it made the monkey go insane.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Well, I've been insane.
Problem solved. So,
he's got too many rats in his cage.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. No, I mean, it's, yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at. Like right now I'm doing like NCAA.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have like the big goal is like, I mean, how the sports simulators work. It's always like, okay, you go, you play a season, you win the Super Bowl, you know, you win the World Series, whatever it is. And, you know, you just go do it again, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of these games are now built out like RPGs.
Right.
So like there's all the stats and you go and okay, well, like we got to train them a certain way. And like, I'm a big believer in, I'm very honorable when it comes to PvP. If it's PvP, like, you know, don't do cheesy bullshit, like handshakes, like, you know, I'm very honorable in PvP. In PvE.
Have you ever used lay on hands in a duel?
Yeah, that's honorable. Yeah,
I mean, well, okay, guys. So like, yeah.
Have you ever used retail?
No. Not only in Wrath. Only in Wrath, no. And also retaliation.
I think it's fine. I think. Look, if it's your class abilities, this is a separate discussion.
Look,
All I'm saying is this: Reptile. Okay.
Okay. Reptiles okay. Can do whatever okay. They want, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Reptiles just do what they want. Uh-huh. No. But I'm. What were we talking about? I lost my train of thought.
World of Warcraft, I guess.
Before a while.
Well, like, let's see.
How do we get into the land?
So let's talk about Cornwood.
About being honorable in combat NCAA.
Okay. Yeah. When it comes to PvP. I'm all about like the honor, handshakes, do things this way. But in PvE, if I can like break the game, 1,000%.
That's like how to play the game.
Yeah, like exploit the game. When it comes to trying to beat the computer, do everything you can to cheese the game as much as possible.
Yeah.
So like I've been doing like cross training stuff where I move a guy to a different position in the off season, train him there and then move him back. And like it's like exploity stuff. But like to me, that's like how you play RPGs is like you try and like min max it to where you get like giga strong, like stronger than you should
be. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I mean, it's just stuff like that. Like I just love doing stuff like that. Like the playing with the numbers and stuff.
The metagaming and everything. Mm-hmm. Did you ever beat Elden Ring?
Normal, but not DLC. I haven't played DLC.
Okay, so you
Where'd you stop?
I just haven't played the DLC yet.
Oh, we were like getting through it still?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't start it yet.
Well, you beat the main game.
Yeah, I beat main game. Didn't play the DLC yet. Just too many games.
Did you do Bloodborne? Because I know Emmy, like Kai just recently did a Bloodborne marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you playing Bloodborne again too recently.
Yeah. Well, people keep coming in my chat being like, you're copying Kai, but I started it before he even announced his thing.
So why'd you copy him? Why'd you copy him ahead of time?
Wait, why didn't you copy him?
You trying to do it before Kai?
He invented Souls-like.
Yeah, he invented Bloodborne.
He invented Elden Ring.
He made the game.
He invented it. I mean, that's always how it is. I mean, like, it's people are dumb and they'll see, like, one streamer do something and then they just assume everybody, you know. It's like, Bloodborne is like a 10-year-old game. You know what's crazy, though?
Yeah, it is.
You know what's crazy, though? Is, I saw Kai made like a trailer for the Bloodborne stream. I loved it.
I actually didn't watch the trailer. I don't know why.
I just think the idea of doing a trailer for a stream is great.
It's really fucking funny.
I think it's funny. I think it's great. It's creative. I have not played Bloodborne. I want to play Bloodborne. Everybody tells me I would love it. I played the beginning of it on a PS4 and 30 FPS made me want to just stick my head in the
meat grinder.
What do
you think about it, Emmy, since you played it again recently? Like you're playing it again?
So I do like the combat. I do like the world. FPS sucks,
she
obviously.
Hates it, guys.
No point to. I mean, everyone says that though. And
you play on PS4 or PS5 lately?
I'm on PS5. I feel like the camera is like so much worse than any other FromSoft game. But maybe it's because I just played Elden Ring that like I'm more spoiled or something.
How far did you get in the game?
I just beat the girl in the church who turns into the dog that heals itself.
Spoilers.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I just beat that, so I'm not that far.
It's like Elizabeth or something like that.
Yeah, Elizabeth. And yeah, I like it, but it's just like
quality. You haven't seen anything for bad camera angles yet.
Dude, yeah, that's what my chat is telling me. Yeah. But it's literally like all the complaints are quality of life things, which is why people say like, wait for the remaster or whatever, you know.
So yeah. I played it recently on a PS5, like the intro area, just like screwing around. I downloaded it.
Old Yharnam.
And yeah. I was like, this is not nearly as bad as I remember it being. In fact, I was like, did they upscale it somehow? It doesn't look like a 60 FPS, but it definitely is not as bad as I remember it being.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Because people keep coming in my chat to me being like, are you using like a 60 FPS mod? And I'm like, looks like shit to me.
I wish I was.
But I've had a lot of people ask that. So maybe like when they played it was worse. I don't know.
I swear it was worse. Or maybe I got better at Souls games. Maybe. Because I mean, to be fair, that was like 5 years ago. Whenever I first tried to play it.
Uh-huh.
And then somewhat recently, this was maybe like a year ago. I downloaded it and I like kind of started running through the intro. I was like, this is not nearly as frustrating as I remember it being. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bloodborne is the one I want to play. I mean, the thing I've played a lot of, Dark Souls 1 and 3.
You did a lot of Dark Souls 3.
Got a lot of 3 and a lot of 1. Even off stream. Like, I would just go like, for a long time, Dark Souls was just one of those games I'd randomly like, I'm bored for 10 minutes and I'm just going to like kill stuff off stream.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, I'm going to keep it a buck. Okay, this is my 5th take doing this goddamn ad because I keep on being told what I can or cannot say. Do you like unfiltered content? Do you like me being able to be 100% at all times possible? Then check out our Patreon. There are tons of episodes that you can go check out. Me, Emmy, Asmund saying the most out-of-pocket shit that you have ever seen. I shit you not. If you watch the episode where me and Hassan and Will, we talk about like how good Yoda is at giving head for like 15 minutes. So like if you want some insane out-of-pocket shit, just check out the Patreon. We rarely ever plug the damn thing, but it's really good. It's called Steak and Eggs Overcooked, and I think you guys would really enjoy it. And I finally have the freedom to say everything that I want to say. Check out the Patreon. Appreciate you guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
I feel like Kai, like, because Kai finished Bloodborne pretty quick. Like, some people were disappointed about it.
They're he's done already?
Yeah, wasn't it shorter?
Was it like 40 hours?
He didn't do the DLC. And it's kind of obvious. Like, I don't think Kai liked Bloodborne as much as he liked Elden Ring. And it's like, it made me think that, like, if you're going to go back, it's best to play the games in order of how they were made. Because if you don't, you're going to go back.
Yeah, I wonder why he picked Bloodborne instead of Souls 1 or Sekiro.
Yeah, that's actually super interesting.
I think people probably told them to pick Bloodborne because Bloodborne has such a dedicated community.
It's like the Undertale people. It's like smaller game, really big fandom.
I feel like he should have either done Souls 1 and then just gone through everything or done Sekiro.
I can't wait to watch him play Dark Souls 2. Holy shit, that's going to be bad.
Maybe he'll skip it. I don't know.
He's smart.
Elden Ring was so damn good. It's hard for me to say, but there's something about Dark Souls 1 that I just adore.
It's the level design. It's the game. It's the game, man. Like that's what it is. Dark Souls 1 is a Super Nintendo game disguised as a game from 2011.
That's kind of how it felt.
It's like, that's what it's the quintessential fucking video game.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Dark Souls 1 is so damn good. Now, I think Elden Ring is kind of like the ultimate version of everything that has been learned from Dark Souls 1, 2, 3, so on, all the Souls games.
Have you seen that Miyazaki quote that's like, Elden Ring is like almost what I had in mind?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we did, you're right. Yeah,
Elden Ring, like, so how do you feel about creating the best game ever? He's like, well, it wasn't. I mean, we could do better, but yeah.
And I mean, he's probably right.
Yeah.
But like, it's great because I remember, in Dark Souls 1, like, dual wielding wasn't really good, right? Like, if you wanted a dual wield build, Faith.
You couldn't really do it.
Faith builds weren't really that great.
They were dog shit.
Yeah, even Dark Souls 3, right?
Yeah.
Some people do like some kind of faith builds, but like casting spells and doing all that, like it's not really all that great. In Elden Ring, the way that I built my character was so unbelievably fun. I just remember more so than in Dark Souls 1 and 3, the actual process of, I love to like customize and build and numbers, and I love that with every game. To me, that's like the core of what an RPG is. And I got that more in Elden Ring than any other Souls game by far. Like, I mean, I felt like I was like, I want to play Paladin. I'm going to make what my image of like a Paladin is in my head. I'm going to make that in Elden Ring. And I could do that. And I had some heals. I had some, I was like, I had like 50 points in faith and, you know, it was cool. Right. Very fun. Parry build. I would parry all the time. Which was like not really like the best way to play. I mean, I think going like two-handed and dodging things or dual wielding and dodging things is probably better.
Yeah.
At least in the base game. But I just like using a shield. I like parrying because it's like a cool feeling. Like it's the tactility. It's the sound.
It was the you had that like that face parry or whatever it was, right? Was that you?
I played with all three.
Yeah.
Normal parry, and then I did faith, and then I did the magic parry.
Well, what game are you guys excited for now? Like that's coming out.
Dead Rising Remaster.
Oh, they're doing that?
Dead Rising, September 19th.
I will play that.
Yeah, Dead Rising Remaster.
For me, I feel like we've talked about this like three times. Still the Wukong Gang, and then I hope 2XKO is decent. I mean, Riot's never like flopped on a game. Their only game that was like a flop was Runeterra, I guess, but I think it's just that the audience wasn't really there. But like, the game is good.
Yeah, like Runeterra. I never even played that. I actually love
Runeterra was good, but I think that like the like Hearthstone card game community wasn't really interested in a new game. Like they all play like Magic or whatever now.
Yeah, maybe it was like too early.
Maybe
People weren't ready to move on to another game yet. I don't know, but I like Runeterra a lot.
I couldn't imagine playing a card game on a computer.
I couldn't either.
So ridiculous.
You didn't play Hearthstone?
I thought it was wild
I never played Hearthstone.
Well, you remember they used to have like you could. Like they had like Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z. I don't remember what game it was. Some trading card game.
Yeah.
They had it for like the Game Boy Advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was Dragon Ball Z or something.
Yeah. And I was like, that's stupid. Like, why would you play a card game against a computer?
Yeah.
That's literally like what I was thinking. I was like, this is the dumbest thing in the world. Because like for me, I used to go, it's like Saturday morning, I'd go to the freaking card shop and then everybody's doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z or Magic. And that's just what it was growing up. But yeah, Hearthstone and like these other games, now that it's like online, it's a little bit different. So I don't know. I think that all that stuff's great. I enjoy all that stuff. I think with, Emmy, to your point, it's like Riot hasn't like really flopped on a game.
None of their main titles, at least. They've done a ton of like smaller games that like no one really talks about.
The Riot Forge games shut down.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't making enough money. Nobody played the games. They were too expensive.
Yeah. I think 2XKO has a lot of potential for like people to play it and have fun playing it.
Yeah.
Content-wise, I think this is something that I've kind of struggled with lately because I love the fighting game community. I started getting involved last year going to Evo. I think the FGC is amazing. It's kind of hard to make content out of fighting games.
Yeah.
Because it's unlike WoW. It's unlike, you know, Madden or GTA or any of these other things because it's mano-a-mano and it's like very gameplay oriented.
You can't blame somebody else.
Yeah, it's very...
That's the problem.
Very gameplay oriented.
Yeah.
So like you have to try and find a way to make content around it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, I went to a local.
Right.
So I went to a local on Saturday and they had like 40 people in this tiny little Japanese style arcade.
Yep.
And they apparently do this every Saturday. They do Street Fighter, they do Tekken. And I was like, dude, this is sick. Like, people are just in person going and they have a bunch of setups and they're running it and they stream the games. And I was like, this is kind of badass. And supposedly, like, it's this whole thing. They have locals all over the state, all over the country. And then they have like these smaller locals. And then they have majors.
The fight club?
Yeah, it's like, it's literally like, it's like an underground fight club.
It's
pretty cool. So I'll probably do that again sometime. But I won a game, which is cool.
Wow. Okay.
I won a game. So I won a game at Evo too, which is sick. So
I wonder if, because I'm sure that like most people will probably queue with, actually most people might queue solo in 2XKO anyway. Are they going to have comms?
Ooh.
Because like League, they're like, we'll never add comms, but Valorant has comms.
You're right.
And it's really
bad.
But like, do you need to calm for 2XKO? Because it's like one at a time, right?
If I was playing, if I was Riot, I wouldn't even have chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
because like, of the obvious reasons.
You probably won't need it.
Probably what they'll probably do is like if your teammates like tag me in or something, there probably will be a button to press.
There'll be like
an exclamation point, like
Yeah, like the, you can have like a few, like a lot of games have this where it's like you don't get to talk, but you can make these like stupid little emojis with characters like crying or something like that.
Yeah.
And like that's what they should do. They shouldn't have, if you put chat in there, all you're doing is creating more work for yourself.
Yeah, I think chat's probably not going to be it for
Tisco. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
I'll tell you what though, chat makes League way more fun for me.
Really?
I love my League chat.
Dude, like, League chat is so bad. Dude, it's crazy because like stuff. I was playing with Chance, Bay, Whack, Nick. And I didn't know that people like this still existed. Like we both of our teams were like joking and all chat, like typing to each other. And then something happened, like Nick griefed her or something.
Yeah.
And so the Nick types in all chat, you should hear her in the call right now because she was like pissed, screaming. And then some of the other team goes, "It's an e-girl." And then Nick's like, "E-girl. No, dude, a real woman." And then they start typing like, "Can you say ooh woo? I'm horny right now." And like all these like things. I was like, bro, I didn't know people like this still existed.
Wait a second.
Of course they do.
But hold on.
There's more of them now, I think.
What if he was actually what if he was trolling and then you guys got trolled? Maybe
I
he
don't
was,
think that because they were going way too long for it to be a joke.
Oh, too long?
Yeah. Okay. It wasn't just like two messages. Because then I would assume it was
a
joke.
Yeah, if it was like two messages, like, he's making fun of these people. Oh no, he's one of these people.
No, he's a weirdo. No, he's actually like, weird. One thing, I've like had friends that were girls in WoW and like, so I would say
they're no longer your friends.
Of course not. They have a restraining order on me now. And so I would say like 1 in 5 girls has been harassed in like a video game, but I actually think it's closer to 1 in every 1 girl.
Dude,
yeah, I think it's 5 in 5 women.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 women get harassed in video games.
No, it's bad.
It's crazy. And so I think it's a legitimate thing.
Yeah,
like the weird DMs and shit like that.
That's what you guys should do one of these days.
What?
Is have like a, you guys should ask a girl about how she feels about these things.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Ask a real girl?
If you guys can find one somewhere, that'd be great.
Yeah, it would be a really, really funny thing.
That would be a crazy episode. That'd be crazy. Have a girl on the podcast.
That's probably not going to happen, guys. Let's be honest, right? I mean, let's just be real.
Why would a girl want to come on this podcast?
Very true. With the king of the incels. I've read that on Reddit about
the king
myself.
And the prince, not you, but the one that's usually there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, can I be the jester?
Yeah, you can. That's good.
Let's go.
All right.
King incel, prince incel, jester incel.
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
We got some. Comments to read from you guys too. So we've got one from Lemonade Capital 234. Mm. Love these three. Favorite podcast ever. That's really. Aww. So I guess you hated this fucking episode because Petco wasn't here. Yeah, sorry, bro. I guess it sucks.
No, he knew I was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Coming.
For sure. He's talking about
you. I told him. Yeah. It's my alt.
You want to do the next one?
Jay Larry 1 says, "You guys are putting in the effort and this channel doesn't suck. I'll watch."
Wow.
It doesn't suck.
Wow. That's great. I'll put that one on the wall. And last one, Eric Super, 2258. Always nice when Asmon says thanks for watching and sounds like he actually means it. End of strands and podcast, underappreciated. I'm a great actor. What can I say? Yeah, but no, we do appreciate it. Obviously, we do. We have the Patreon as well. We're trying to do more episodes on there. Mm-hmm. Just actually filmed one today a little bit before we did this show. And so thank you guys, everybody, for watching. Also, thank you, S-Fan, for coming on. S-Fan streams. He's probably live right now. He'll probably be live 15 hours from now.
Yeah, he will.
I'm live right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, right now, what I'm doing is
Friday
11 a.m.
So I am... Sorry, guys. Sorry I was late. I had a meeting. Let me get 2XKO started. 2XKO is not working. There's maybe a server issue.
Time to start tinkering.
Let's do something else. Maybe we'll play later this evening.
Yeah.
So that's the schedule for today, whenever this episode comes out.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you guys can follow all that with on S-Fan TV over on Twitch. And I think that's pretty much about it.
That's it.
My new YouTube channels.
Oh, wow. What's your new YouTube channel?
Coach S-Fan.
Coach
S-Fan. And S-Fan Daily. We made 2 new YouTube channels because I
you got to hedge your bets, right? One of them sucks. Well, what about the other one?
Well, here's the thing. If something's going to suck, then why not go and make something else that also sucks? So you can have like 2 or 3 things that suck.
Yeah. So it's like misery loves company.
Yeah.
Exactly. I had this happen like one time. I should not go on a tangent this far out. One time I went to 2 separate Jack in the Boxes and they were both out of milkshakes.
Oh, shit.
And I told myself, I'm going to keep going to places until I get a milkshake. And I went to a third Jack in the Box. And then I said, I actually want to make myself mad. I'm going to go to McDonald's.
Oh, I was going to say, thank God you didn't go to McDonald's.
I did. No, I did. I don't even know why I did it. Like, I really, it was the dumbest thing I've ever done. And they didn't have it. I went to four different places.
That's fucked up.
And so
Did you not get it in the end?
What?
Did you not get it in the end?
I honestly don't remember.
That wasn't the point.
Yeah, that wasn't the point. Yeah, at that point, it was just, it's beyond that. So yeah, misery loves company. That's why you can watch S-Fan.
There you go.
How about that? Yeah, it's great.
There you go.
Or me. So yeah, anyway, guys, thank you all very much for watching. We do really appreciate it. And we'll see you all in the next one. Peace.
Thanks again to War Thunder for sponsoring today's episode. Before you go, don't forget to check out the game for free on PC, Xbox, or PlayStation. You can sign up using our link in the description or the pinned comment below for huge bonuses too. That means in-game goods for new and returning players who haven't played in 6 months, premium vehicles, the Eagle of Valor decorator, 100,000 silver lines, and 7 days of premium. Don't miss it.